We are continuing our Shu'urim on Binyan Ariel. We are now on page 40. We're at the bottom of the page, Ois Ches, where it says, Mashal Kolel, Lavin Sod Aulamot, She'em Kemelech Yoshev Akise Umesovev, Mishalichav Oseh Devarav. So this Inyan of Mashal V'Nimshal, that we're going to speak about the worlds, and we're going to speak about something which, you know, like a sort of a mashal in order to understand this. Of a king and his servants. Now, hine, ha'olam ha'elyon nikra Adam Kama. We know the first world which is developed, that we see developing, in a place called Makom Panoi, which we haven't discussed, but it's the first world called Adam Kadmon. V'hu lifnei ha'olam atzilut, is before the any other world after that, which is the world of atzilut. Nechshav ke'erer kolelot kol ha'olamot, ke'ketesh al rosh ha'melech. The way we view the first world is not just another world, and then there's another world after that, and so on and so forth, but rather, this world is the world of all worlds, meaning that every other world which comes out, which is developed, which is created, comes from this world. That the seed is planted in this world, and from there everything else comes out. It's like a crown on the king's head. This is what the world is like. And the Arizal tells us often, as he discusses the world of Ak, doesn't often discuss the world of Ak, but when he does discuss, he tells us often that it is up and above any saga. And therefore, he just briefly skims over the rough details.
Sorry, Rabbi, which page?
We're on page 40, Daf Mem. Daf Mem on Ot Chetz.
Okay.
Now we just turned over. Now in Daf Mem Aleph at the top of the page. Va'olam atzilut nidme lemelech atzmo. And the next world, which is the world after Adam Kadmon, is the world of atzilut. And nidme lemelech atzmo is considered to be the melech. D'sham atzilut yihu gar mechad bohom. That in that world, him and his will is one thing. Va'olam abriya nechshav kikiseh she'alav yoshev ha'melech. And the next world, which is developed from there, is the world of Bria, which is considered to be like the Kiseh, where the Melech sits on. V'olam ha'yetzirah, which is next world, and finally the world of Asiya, em ke'erech meshamshe shelichya melech ha'makifim mitachat ha'kiso. And these two other worlds, the final worlds, are considered to be like his servants, which go and do his will. And they go and they do his will, and they either give shefa or e-shefa, right, to the world. Now, v'hine, mashal ezeh shel melech v'kiseh meshluchav v'shluchav ba l'madnu et ha'nimshal bo. From this mashal that we have a king sitting on his throne and his servants doing his will, we can understand the nimshal. Shu ki ha'matzil elyon oro gadol mispashet mitlabesh toch olam atzilut. That the world of the creator in this case is the Ein Sof, which sends his shefa into the lower worlds, which is the lower world, which is atzilut onwards. B'sham sod yichudo. ונקרא אצילות בפנימיות חיצוניות נפש וגוף בחינת מלך עצמו. I can just imagine the shefa permeating and being coming out from the Ein Sof, coming into the first world called Adam Kadmon, and then going into the lower world called Atzilut, and there it's still kulo elokut, still pnimiyut, whether the interior part or the exterior part of the world. It's considered to be like a nefesh and a goof of the melech itself. And from there goes on this shefa to the lower worlds. And then from then on it's considered to be pirut.
V'ara zu ke'erech adibur el azulat.
It's like a person speaking to somebody else. So he has a connection with him, but it's not a direct connection. They're not part of the what we call this Yichud Hashem. They're like another entity, kivyochol. They're like an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing His will. וכולם בחינת מלאכים למיניהם שהם צרפים בבריאה חיות ביצירה אופנים בעשייה. And we know that different malachim are positioned in these worlds, and the tafkid of the malachim are to do His will and to distribute either goodness or punishment, chas v'shalom. ועל יד המוציא מביא המעצי עליון הנהגתו ורצונו על הנבראים התחתונים. And there's an anhaga from עליון into the tachton to bring down the shefa and make everything work in this world. And as well as vice versa, they take our tefillot and they bring it up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. והעולה מכל זה, and comes up from all that we've said so far, שכל השפעות הנהגות יוצא מן העולם הצילות אל הנבראים התחתונים הן התייחסותו של המעציר עצמו עם הנבריו שלא דרך שום אמצעי או מסה רק על ידי השתלשלות מדרגות למדרגה בלבד כי אין שכתוב בהגדה ועברתי בארץ מצרים אני לא ולא מעלה חיכיתי כל בכל אני ולא שרף וכל אלוקי מצרים אלוהי מצרים אעשה שפטים אני ולא שליח אני אשר אני הוא ולא אחר. So let's not make a mistake over here. Even though we're saying that the lower world, which is the world of Yetzira, Bri Yetzira and Asiya, are what he calls Pirud, it's true there is a separation between them, but again, the Yichud Hashem is ultimately one. But since we have a concept called Hester Panim, the hidden face of Hashem, it makes it as if for us it looks as if there is a period, a differentiation between the higher realms and the lower realms, which gives this aspect of period versus yichud, which is in the olam atzilut, and thereby giving this differentiation. And he said, nevertheless, but you have to understand that when Hashem is being mavir shefa, we're saying the shlichim here, and there are malachim and so on and so forth, but you have to understand that it's as it brings a raya from their God, that it's ani velo malach, ani Hashem, and velo acher, that it's all Hashem. So what is all these intermediaries we see? We just said that they are giving over, but really those are all mashalim. Really, or mashalim, but rather it's just the nimshal shabo. What's really being said to us is that there is ishtalshlut of Hashem, His light Himself is just being further manifested in different ways. But again, the yesod of all yesodot is all kulo Hashem, taking different forms and shapes. Now, ve'ilu hanhagatav abaod v'tachtonim be'emtzaot olamot b'riya yesi asiya hen hityachesuto el shel ha'matzil im nivraim al edei shlichav malachav ose dvaro mikayimim tzivui shehen hen hashpa'atav amid galot lemata be'olam ha'briya yesi asiya derech mechasim Mesod Adibur. So again, this is the differentiation. We find the lower we go in the Hishtalshlut process, as further we go from the source, we'll find this manifestation of more Pirud, of more Kisoy, which give against this apparent difference between us and the upper worlds. And again, it goes together is as if somebody was talking to another person, as opposed to somebody holding another person's hand. He's attached to that person. But if a person is talking to the person, he's still attached, still has a connection, but it's in a further, it's not the same connection at all, as we know. Okay, now we're on page Mem Bet. Hine kol elo yesodot gedolim nirmazim b'milim sfirot שבפסוק ישעיה, and all this is מרמז in the פסוק ישעיה, כל הנקרא בשמי ולכבודי בראתיו יצרתיו אף עשתיו. That everything was created in this world was for my kavod, for my creation, for my form, and for my ma'asav, for my deeds. Kol anikra miramez. The word kol anikra miramez al kol she'ala b'rotzon yitbara livro l'olam. The first two words in the pasuk kol anikra, everything which is called. The first is rotzon. Shekol ha'yekava rashum b'rotzon yitbara shemi. That's what we call Shemi. That was his Ratzon. Shin Men Vav Gematrei Ratzon. Now, כמו שקראתי פרק ידי רבי אליעזר, פרק גימור, עד שלא נברא העולם, היה הקדוש ברוך הוא ושמו הגדול בלבד. There was only הקדוש ברוך הוא in his name. וזה היה לפני שיוציא פועל מה שהיה בכוח, ואחר כך לבודי מרמז לעולם הצילות. Then the Chazal tell us that Lichvudu refers already to the next world which is created. Briatav, Yitziratav, O Av, Asiatav. Meaning what? Hem the Olam Briyat, Yitziratav, and he has said them. These are the subsequent worlds we spoke about. Briyat, Yitziratav. It's all being meramez in Yeshaya's statement over there. בליות עולם הוציאה בתכלית הציות גשמיות עד כדי היותו מקום התגלות הרע בכל תוקפו. And the last word which is Asiya was the lowest world where even the evil powers are manifested in a great way. Omasti ha'emet, and they cover over the truth. Va'ol shalachtuto yibach, and they cover over the light of unity. Lachein amar av asiyatav. שגם זה אסכימה מחשבותו ולהוציא פועל כדי שיהיה בעולם הטוב רע בחירה חופשית. It was covered over his will in order that we should come out with a situation where there is free choice between good and bad. ויוכלו בני אדם להיות בוחרים בטוב ומועסים ברע ומקיימים מצוות כדי לגלות ייחודו יבר בעולם הזה. In order that we should do mitzvot, and by doing mitzvot we uncover slowly but surely the yichud Hashem, his unity in Hashem in all things. We'll see the unity of all things eventually, slowly it's being uncovered, and that is the whole point to recognize. Now, I've heard this mashal beforehand, and this is something really which is based on the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim said in one of his Sfarim, he said that it's interesting the technical in his time the technical advances in technology were that, you know, the phone was invented, and then, you know, the fax machine and the camera, and he was saying that what is all this about? And obviously he's coming to tell us, giving us an inner picture of exactly the kochot that there is in the spiritual world, because anything we find in the material world is found in the spiritual world. And he said this is to tell you this Chazal that Hashem, he hears everything. He records a recording machine, and he sees that's the camera, and he writes down that is the fax machine, and so on and so forth. All these elements, all these technology which is being developed in this time, is to show you another aspect of the spiritual world and to make sense, because we hear this Chazal, we don't really understand how can there be a seeing eye and a hearing eye, and how can everything be recorded, and when you pass over in the next world everything is going to be shown to you. So dogma of that is that somebody takes a video recorder and records a 10 minute video of you, and you'll see how that can be recorded easily back. The moshul one I want to tell you over here is this moshul of yichud. Where do we find yichud Hashem? This manifestation, this material manifestation in this world where we see yichud. And that is this instrument which we call the internet. The internet is a platform by which everyone goes onto this particular platform, no matter on which part of the planet you're on. You come onto this platform called the internet, and automatically you're on par with everyone. there are no long distance. There is no distance bichlal in this on this platform, and that's why the cost of telephone calls have been reduced to none, practically zero, if not zero. And incredible things are happening, and the communication between all people on the whole planet have become centralized to this platform called the internet. So, and that, what is that for? Again, that is just to show us that we're getting closer to the Mashiach. We're going closer to understand how can we reunite the whole planet. How can we be all as one through this muscle called the internet? That's all. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu fabricated this internet. Now let's continue. Mem daf mem bet ot tet sod eses sfirot mikuman vishukum adam elyon. Now we're going to get into more details. Now hine yeshna ba'olam atzilut, there is in the world of atzilut v'chem bekol sha'ar olamot nizkarim, in all the other worlds, eser dagot shel minei hashpa'a nikra eses sfirot. Now we're going to get into this manifestation which is called, this revelation called the Esses Sfirot, the ten Sfirot. We can translate this in many ways. We can call it the ten Kalim, the ten spiritual vessels. She'al yodam amatzil elyon manhig et olamo. So already he's defining for us what is the purpose of these ten Sfirot, and that is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, directs our world via these various ten Kalim. Now, bitkashchutam biyachad, em naseh shu kuma shlema, echad nikra adam atzilut. And when he puts them all together, these different kalim, these ten different kalim, that makes what's called an adam shalem, which is adam datzilut, adam datzilut. Okay, this is also referred to in the Loshon of Rizal called partsuf. When you have a connection between ten different entities, and maybe we'll name them now. The top one is called Keter. Again, that's not really part of the Partsuf. It's really on top of the Partsuf. It's referred to as Keter, the crown, which goes on top of the head of the king. Then on the right hand side, you have Keter. Left hand side is Bina. And in the middle, sometimes we also count the Sfirot Da'at. That's what's called that's called the Gar, the Gimel Rishonot, or we can also refer to them as Mochim, your brains. You have a middle brain, which is a Dat, you have the right brain, which is a Chokhmah, and then to the left side, you have a left brain, which is called Bina. Then, after that, you have in the, so let's call it the body, or we can call it the Vak, the Vav Ketzavah, so the Zat, Zayin Tachtonim, which refer to Chesed on the right-hand side, which represents your arm. Gvua represents the left sphere, which is, represents your left arm. And then Tifel represents the trunk of your body. And usually we split that into three parts. Perik Elyon, Perik Emtsai, Perik Tachton. And then you have your right leg, which is represented by Netzach, left leg, that's right. Right leg Netzach, left leg is Hod, and then your reproduction facilities, which is considered to be Yesod. Then you have Malchut, which is usually called the Ateret Yesod, the lowest part of Yesod, or sometimes it can be manifested as the next Partsuf. So this is what we call Adam HaShalem, or Adam Atzilut, or Adam HaKadmon. They all look exactly the same. That's one of the easy parts of Torah of Kabbalah, that the picture never really changes. So what happens is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Ashpa from the higher spheres into what we call this Olam HaTachton via these different spheres, which are manhig the all, as we'd say, for example, if you take water and put it into a blue keli, the water becomes blue. Not that the water actually turned blue, but rather it's reflected as the color blue via this keli. And then you kind of have the same thing with the red keli, a blue keli. So that would represent the right, left, middle side. The right being the side of Chesed, the left side being the side of Gvura, and the middle side being the side of Rachamim, which is a Tamsis, which is a combination of the right and left side, which we call the perfect balance. So by doing that, the light which is reflected by the Ratzon of Hashem is passed through these various Kalim and then reflected back to us via these Sfirot. Now, let's continue. V'hine. Ki ha-Sfirot ha-Keter I b'chinal gulgalta. Now, the way we the way we translate Keter is by the fact that that's his head. Gulgalta is the actual skull. Now, Sfirot ha-Chokhmah I b'chinal moach yamish v'chalal gulgalta yamin, like I said, the right brain. Sfirot ha-Binah I b'chinal moach smosh v'chalal smoli, that's your left brain. Sfirot ha-Dat is representative of the moach ha-Emsayish v'guf. Sfirot ha-Chesed I b'chinal yad yamini, that's your right arm. Sfirot ha-Gvura I b'chinal yad smoli, your left arm. Sfirot ha-Tif'eret I b'chinal guf v'chalalut, that's your middle, that's your trunk. And Sfirat Netzach hu b'chinat regel yamani, Sfirat Hod hu b'chinat regel smoli, Sfirat Yisod hu b'chinat Ama, Sfirat Malchuti Atara shebrosh Ama. Okay, very good. Let's continue. On page Mem Gimel at the top. V'kavar bi'alnu shekol elu akinuyim she'anu mityachetsim lesfurot elyonot be'ivra guf adam hem mashal be'alma. Again, we have to keep on stressing this because we could always fall into this the agshama meaning to megashim. We should not, even though we hear these words like right arm, left arm, left arm, right foot, left foot, it doesn't mean again that we're talking about this manifested the physicality that we have in this world. Again, there's no such thing in the upper world. So therefore, you should not imagine this right and left arm, even though we're just saying from the shachech to ozen, just to give us a tinkling in our ears type of thing, as an expression that Rizal uses in order to give us a little bit of a saga of what's going on, just some orientation of where are things. And I want to tell you, right, you know that right means right, and on the that means it's side of chesed and so on and so forth. But not to take it further than that. Aval sham lemala ein ela orod ruchnim tachliyat nitzpashtat mikol minit siyur d'mut mahud gashmi. There's only light there. Light and light and more light. V'lechein sefer yetzirah miyachisiv le'avo mavinu perik alef nikru elo ha'eseh ha'svirot ve'eseh ha'svirot blima. Pirush raivit pirushu sham ha'vatsanoa bli mahud musag. And that's why... And one of the earliest Kabbalistic Svarim that we have is the Sefer Yetzir, which is a tribute to Avraham Avinu, some even say to Adam Rishon. And there it said that the Svirah, they are explained to us, that it's the translation of 10 manifestation of the Kelim, are considered Blima, the meaning has no Musag whatsoever, we have no understanding what we have, we don't have the facilities, we don't have the brain power in order to conceive such a thing. וכוונותו כנער שאין לנו שום השגה כלל במהות הספירות וכל מה שאנו מייחסים להם כינוי לאלו הוא רק בדרך משל באלמה כדי לתאר בחילוקי הבחינות הנגלתם השפעתם אל התחדורים כאשר נבער עזרת השם בהם שחסר. I want to make a difference between this and that, because if we don't say any, we don't use any words, then it becomes very, very difficult to understand what we're speaking about here. Excuse me. So let's continue over here. Vine, kol gluim hanagag shel eses svirot, hem gluim ha'atzil ha'yon atzmo. These are revelations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Da'ainu gilui, again, I want to stress this, I want to just stop this for a second, that again, we're talking, let's not forget the introduction, where we said there's three levels over here. The one is the atzmios of Hashem, that we never, ever, ever speak about. It's too high. There's no words that can be put on paper. It's not even Shem Hashem's, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. None of that can describe the Atzmi Hashem. We have no Hasagot to that whatsoever. Nobody speaks about it, and therefore it's left out of the conversation. What we speak about rather is a manifestation from there, which is called the Ein Sof, and more particularly a manifestation comes from there, which is called the Or Ein Sof. That's the way the Leshem learns, that's the way all the other the Ramaz learns at the back of the Otzos Chaim, and others, that we are speaking about a manifestation in the Or Ein Sof. So again, v'hine kol gluyim anagah shel eses sfirot in gluyim matzir. So what we speak about the matzir, the creation, is actually always the higher bechina. This is The Arizal always says this, and the Rashash is Mefurash in Chovasana, that the Matzir doesn't per se have to mean with the means the Atzmius of Hashem, which obviously stems from the Atzmius of Hashem, but rather we don't always have to look to the Atzmius of Hashem to trace it back, even though again, like I said, it always comes from there. But we always consider Arizal says Mefurash in many different places in Mefurash Sharim, and like I said, the Rashash in Chovasana says Mefurash. The Matzir is always we consider that the higher Bechina. That's it. So we can have, for example, the parts of a Zavanok. Zah is on top of Nok. We say the Matzil is the parts of a Zah Klapinok. Just an example, Balma. As he says over here. Now, En Gilui Matzil Elyon Atzmo, the Hainu Gilui Shem Avaya. Shem Avaya. So this Anhaga, all the Giluyim of the Anhaga, of the Ten Sefirot, they are Giluyim, they are found in what we call the Shem Hashem, which is Yud K Vav K. Now we're going to use this the Shem Hashem of Yud K Vav K as a way to direct us and to see that is the source of all things. And we'll see the Patsufim come from this. We'll see that the Sefirot, as we're speaking about over here, and all the Olamot can be always found back. We can always trace back into this great name of Shem Yud K Vav K. It gives us an orientation as well. Bohu v'shuhu shem etzem shelo kemo shamo v'akad monim. B'lachein shem avaya romzot kol eses sfirot. They can be found. All the eses sfirot be found in the name. How do we do that? Now we know the ten sfirot are ten. We know that Yud Kei Vav Kei is four letters. So how are you going to fit 10 letters into four letters? So it's as follows. The Kotzu Shel Yud, now if you look carefully at the Yud, the top bit, there's a little crown over there on the Yud. So that little crown represents something. It's very, very important. It represents the Havai, the Ramaz Keter. It represents the sphere of Keter, or in Patsuf, in this Atik Arampi. Now, Shel Rovol, Eilemo, Vidakuto en kenegdo ot shlema. We don't find any. It's so high, that's why it's only allocated, not even a letter. It's allocated a little tiny dot, a little tiny crown on top of a dot, just to show the remez that it's too high for us to be masig. Ela rag remez dag bekotso yud. Or beod yud atzma de avaya remuza chokma. Now, in the Ot Yud, excuse me. In the Ot Yud Atzma, the Avayad Ramaz V'Chokhma. So the actual letter Yud represents Chokhma. Yotzev Nigli V'Tocha Kete, and he comes out and manifested himself from Kete. Kete is the source, as we said. Like we said, V'Chokhma Me'ayin. Me'ayin means from Kete. Timatze. V'Chokhma Me'ayin Timatze. V'Ot Yud I Tibat. V'od yud, that means vav. You can spell yud. You can expand the letters of yud to spell to work it as follows. That yud in what's called the miloy is called yud vav dalet. Hi tipat dio. So if you take the letters and you inverse them, you find instead of making the letter yud vav dalet, it's dalet yud vav, which represents this tipa of the dio. Of the ink. She saw the tipa shel av. This is the tipa of av, amekor mechokhma. Ve'i kolele kol ispashtut bishlimuta, besod kula mechokhma. Sita, lachein ayud hi ot achat shlema, shem misbara eser. Laorot al shlemut shel kol ispashtut nimshach mimena ala, besod reshit chokhma. שיר ראשית מקור כל הספשות וגילוי בסוד נקודה פתח שבחוכמה שמורה להיות ראשית פתח אל גילוי. So various concepts he's throwing in from different sha'arim in the Etz Chaim, as we see over here, that first of all that it's that there has a, for example, it's a patach, that is. So okay, let's start from the beginning. So Yud is referring back to these Meramis, to the sphere of Chochma. Chochma is the beginning of the Rishit Chochma. It's the beginning and the opening of all the wisdom. Okay, the Rishit is the beginning. And then it's also, we know that the Sefirot also have connect them, they have what's called the nukudot. Nukudot is the little things that we find, either dots or straight lines that we find either on top of the ot, in the middle of the ot, and underneath the ot, which is called nikuda elyon, nikuda emsay, and nikuda tachton. And without the nikud, you have sort of a lifeless letter. Because if I were to tell you pronounce the letter aleph for yud, you could not pronounce it for me by definition, because it doesn't have any vowels. Once you have the nikud underneath, on top, on the side, then you can pronounce it according to a, e, u, e. Depends on the nikud I'll give you. So the right answer would be, which nikud do you want me to say it by? So the corresponding nikud, which is represented by chokhmah, is the patach, which is that straight line underneath. And that represents, patach means the opening. Again, this symbolism of reshit, start of the chokhmah, patach, the opening of the chokhmah, of the giluim. And we start from keter, which is completely closed, that's called the kamatz. How much is mekemitza? It's a closed fist. That's the keter. It's two nelem. That's the kotzo shel yud. And then you come over to the patach, which is the beginning of the opening of the chokhmah. The well, the springs of chokhmah are starting to open up, and the water is rushing out. And then he says the last line over here, and daf men gimel mashe ein ken beketer shu nikudat kamash shemori adayin bekol kamutz venelam besoda ayin. Now the first hey rishona the havayir muza bebina. The first hey represents bina. She ema banim, represents the mother, which is bina or ima, we can call it. Kolel the banim betocha sod ibo. So if the kotzo shel yud again is the higher pasuk called arich, and then underneath that you have a lower pasuk called abba, then hey would be considered to be the pasuk of ima. And it's tfirot, it's the kotzo shel yud is keter, the yud is chokhmah, and again the hey is bina. The bina, the mother of understanding, as we call it in English, ema banim. And the kolel banim b'tochem sod ibo, and she has in her all the other potentials, all the other children, which is all the other sfirot. Shema dachav shua b'chinat shisha k'tzavot chesed gvur tifer netzahod yisod, and she has all the other sfirot inside of her. Now, b'tzud vav the regel asmalit shel hay, so the hay is represented by two parts. It's represented by dalit and a little vav, as the small leg represents. The small leg represents the vav, which represents the six sfirot chesed until yisod. What does the dalit represent? Venukva o dalit shel hay, she dalav en yad dalit lemegar miklun. And the dalit represents dal, as the poor, the impoverished. That represents the dalit of that hey kimoshi ba'alan. If I may nirmaz anukva be'od psia ketana deleba'ar shebesof vav the regel hey rishon kimuva bezohar ve'od vav davaya romez leshish sfirot chesig v'tifer netzahod yisov ve'ach shenoldu ve'yotzu lechutz ve'od hey achnona davaya romez lemalchut le'acher ledata yitziata lechutz. So the next letter is the Vav. The Vav again will represent the Vav coming away, breaking away from the Ima, which originally had the Vav, which represents the Vav Ketzavot, which represents Chesed Netzach, sorry, Chesed Gvur Tifer Netzach Hod Yisod. And then finally you have the final He, which represents the Malchut. Malchut is the final manifestation of all the Sefirot. Okay, good. We'll stop it here for now.